Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Got a holster coming from them very shortly. Gene DeSantis is a master of design. You should check him out. Joining us now from the lovely Yuma, Arizona, is arguably the biggest writer in the gun culture. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. You're not the only one that has a DeSantis holster coming. I have one coming as well.
I was always a fan of them because of that molded leather look. I think leather is the classiest way to carry a gun. I know sometimes it is probably not the most practical way to carry a gun, but I love the way Gene does that molded leather. And, you know, he started doing that at his kitchen table in the 70s.
And the one I ordered is not leather, but it's designed for pocket carry. And it looks like it. I talked to a buddy of mine who had carried concealed for decades, and he recommended the design, and so I ordered one. So,
what are you going to put in it?
Something in common.
What are you putting in it? Putting in it?
Kel-Tec P-32.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about this. I'm very interested in this. I have never really looked into the data on this, but this is the thing where you know how all of the murderers that are out there are known by their victims.
Well, this is something that has been pushed by those who want to disarm the public for a long time, and it just didn't seem completely plausible to me, so I started looking into it. And about 10 years ago is when I first did a fair analysis about it, and then I updated it recently. And over again, I was hearing the argument, most people are killed by people they know. And to me, that was an argument saying, well, you see, you can't really do anything about it, because if you know you, they know all your habits and everything, so you can't really defend against it. And I'm going, that just doesn't fit with what I have read. And then I read Kate's seminal book back from 1976. The Liberal Skeptics Speak Out about gun ownership. Fantastic book, still worth reading. And he talked about what was meant when they said, somebody you know. Well, it includes just about everybody that you've ever met. So if you complain to somebody who was, you believed a member of the gang, well, that's somebody you know because you knew them. You know, the person who mowed your lawn. I mean, it includes acquaintances and immediate family, then other family, and boyfriends and girlfriends and friends and neighbors and employees and employers. But what they don't tell you is that the biggest percentage of people in the relationship of victim to murderer in the FBI statistics is unknown. And in 2019, which was the data I had when I wrote the latest article, that was almost half, 49% of the murderers were unknown. And yet the easiest crimes, homicide crimes to solve, are those in which it's a crime of passion and somebody, you know, knows somebody and kills somebody because they're passionately, intimately involved with them. And those are solved usually quite quickly because they're not something where the person, you know, can hide their trail very easily. They're known to the other person. And they're often either living with them or a former wife or boyfriend or husband. And so those are the ones most easily solved. And yet the statistics that were being bandied about were indicating that the same percentage of people that were known in solved murders were those in unsolved murders. And it just doesn't make any sense. And then we, you know, the acquaintances, there's almost twice as many acquaintances as there are immediate family members. And there's, you know, people that you know somewhat, like if you're in a gang and you know the members of the other gang, well, they can be your deadly enemy. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you're somehow more vulnerable that way. And many times, if you know somebody is trying to harm you or kill you, you're better off because you're prepared. You know, maybe you get a restraining order against them. And there's other possibilities as well. I mean, so it's a really misleading statistic to say that most people are killed by somebody they know. Because large numbers of the people who are murderers are never determined. The last time I looked, the unsolved murder rate, I think in 2020, I believe it was like 54%. It was more than half. It had gone up, which is consistent with what we see. You know, murders had gone up quite a bit in 2020 and 2021. And a lot of them are... you know, where there's no known connection between the person that is murdered and the murderer. And those are the hardest to solve. So, it's, I think, a bit of misleading propaganda for the opposite side to claim, well, people are killed mostly by people they know. I think it's intentionally done to create this impression that people are helpless victims and can't defend themselves. Or, as somebody suggested in discussing this issue, what they're trying to tell you is you shouldn't have a gun in the house, because if the people that are trying to kill you are in the house, having a gun there just makes you more vulnerable. I don't think that's correct, but I could see where they would be trying to push that logic.
Sure.
Or lack of it.
I guess the question I would have is, so if you know the person that's trying to kill you, does that mean you should not defend yourself against them? Is that what they're pushing?
Well, exactly. That makes no sense to me. Because you know of a specific threat, and you have some idea of what it might take to defend yourself. I taught, when I was teaching concealed carry courses, I ran into a woman who told me about the threats her ex-husband had made.
Before you go into that, we're coming up on the break. Before you go into that, let's pick this up on the other side. This article is at amaland.com, where well over 2,000 plus others are as well. Just by Dean. Amaland.com, that's where this is at. This is where all of Dean's stuff goes. And he comes here and he talks about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about the stranger danger or the you know your killer thing that's always pressed upon us, and I had to interrupt you when you were recounting this thing about us. Please pick it up.
Well, what happened was that this woman, I was telling her that I was teaching these concealed carry classes, and she was very fearful because her ex had been very violent and was apparently very skilled. She said that he had been a Navy SEAL or in the intelligence community. I can't specifically say for certain. And that, he could pick locks very well, and she didn't feel that whatever she did, that he would always be able to get in and get at her, and she didn't want to have a weapon because she thought that would provoke him to more violence, even though he had already threatened to kill her. I'm a helpless victim and I can't do anything, so I won't do anything attitude, which I found difficult to overcome. And what we see, though, is that there are lots of people who defend themselves, I call it domestic defense, against people who have been intimate in their lives and then have become deadly enemies. And a lot of these, it's not just women defending against men, it's also men defending against women, and often either fathers and mothers or sons or daughters defending against one of the others. I mean, one I see a fair number is somebody defending against more commonly a son, though daughters too, that have got into drugs or their lives have fallen apart, and often drugs and alcohol are involved, and they are attacking one of the parents or one of the siblings with deadly force, and they end up getting shot by somebody protecting the family member. It's not uncommon. I see that thing fairly often. When I did the article, I was able to find 20 cases similar to that reported in the media in over three month period. And those are just the ones that are reported. Just like in other defensive cases, it's more common for no shot to be fired than for a shot to be fired. We think probably at least in 80% of the cases, shots are never fired. The attacker just realizes or is shown that the defender has a firearm and they don't want to get shot, so they leave. And that happens, I think, quite a bit as well in the domestic defense category.
I would think so, yeah. I would think that's the point where you're like, you know, I don't think I want to date her as much as I thought I might have.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, you see a lot of this obsession. And it does seem to be men more than women, where, my life is over because she doesn't want me anymore, so I'm going to kill her and sometimes commit suicide as well, which is irrational, but this is an area where emotions come to the fore, and some of the most logical people are overcome by emotion and passion.
Yeah, emotion can do that to you.
It can.
That's the problem with emotion sometimes.
The more experience people have, the older they get, the less likely it is to happen, I think.
Right. That little ditty, though, that is a rather interesting little one, just because that's something I have never ever looked at per se. So let's recalibrate this real quick, because you got another bear attack. I want to hear about this. So let's start that. We got a few minutes left in this segment, and this is what? This is part what?
Okay, this is. Freddie Real and I mean, Freddie was asking about what we could ask for with Freedom of Information Act.
Request. Right, right.
And I had come across what's called, human or bear incident database. And it was talking about polar bears, a polar bear incident database, I think. And this was compiled by the Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, for the entire world for polar bears, and they had people from several different countries submit incidents to this. And overall, the number of incidents is about 500 in the database. That's not all attacks. I mean, sometimes it's a dead bear was found on an ice floe. As a natural cause, you know. So,
right.
But there were a large number of very interesting bear attacks, and one of those was, you know, not that far ago, about, well, I guess 30-something years ago, 1983. And it was on King Christian Island, which is way up in the northern Canadian Arctic. I mean, far above the Arctic Circle. And this company, Panarctic Oils Limited, was a consortium of a number of companies that were searching for oil in 1983. Well, they were drilling wells for gas and oil up there in the Arctic. And this got reported to the Fish and Wildlife Service somehow. But what happened is that there was this, on that island, they had sort of a base where they were operating out of, and a team had gone up there, sounds to me like it's about a half a dozen or more team members, and they were preparing the base to get ready for their season of oil exploration, which would happen mostly in 1984, because this was very late in the year, just before Christmas. They, in this incident, in the Freedom of Information Act response, they redacted the name, so I had to put in fake name for the people to make it easy to read.
So, let's hold up right there, because we're coming up on the break. The name has been changed to protect the innocent in this this story. We're going to get to the story when we get back. This article that I am referring to, it's called Polar Bear Attack in Canada Found in Foyer Incident. Is that right? Yeah, incident. And it was published on September the 7th. It is at Amaland right now, waiting on you in the archive. That's all you got to do is go look for it. Go check it out. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MDS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
A coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now at Buckingham Palace. The 19-year-old suspect accused of a recent string of shootings in Memphis is back in court Tuesday. Ezekiel Kelly making a brief court appearance before Judge Karen Massey, who signed an order to limit extrajudicial statements. Shelby County DA Attorney General Forrest Edwards explains what that means.
It is a motion limiting any sort of extrajudicial statements that we are able to make. It's a very broad order. It will not allow us to make any statements regarding this case.
The EPA says they're going to continue investigating the recent water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about a polar bear attack. The names have been this is based upon a true story, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Is that right?
That's correct. This is official government reporting.
Okay.
It happened in 1983. I mean, when you think about the scene of this and try to set the scene of it, it's like right out of a science fiction movie like The Blob. I mean, here's this expedition way far up near the pole, just ice and dark and cold all the time. It's approaching Christmas. They say it was 12:45 a.m., so early morning, but it doesn't make any difference. It's going to be dark for another 3 months. I mean, so it's this very kind of unworldly scene. And these two workers are prepping up the camp, getting it ready for a much bigger crew to come in. There's probably about half a dozen there. We'll call them Dave and Joe. Dave and Joe go out to dump the garbage and pump water. Now, I know that they had, at the time, they would burn all their garbage, but maybe they'd wait a couple days and burn a couple days altogether or something like that. So Joe is ready to pump water when Dave comes walking around the corner. And Joe is looking at him, and I'm sure they have lights on to illuminate the scene. And here's a polar bear coming right behind him. And Joe starts running to camp and looks back, and he sees Dave go down as the polar bear swatted him across the butt with his paw and knocked him down, and then grabbed him by the arms and started dragging him off. And Dave is struggling the whole time, but Joe is running to get help. He gets to the Radio Shack, and he gets, it says, the gun. So I'm presuming they only allowed one gun at this site by the insistence of the Canadian government, I would suspect. It doesn't say what kind of gun it was. It's pretty clearly a long gun. And he goes outside and he fires three shots in the air, probably a warning signal of some kind. Then he gets into the radio room and they contact Bill and Eric. Bill and Eric are together about a quarter of a mile away from camp. And Bill is on a front-end loader and Eric in a pickup. So Eric drives back as quickly as he can and he picks up Joe, who has the gun. Now, they're limited in how well they can search by the mobility of the pickup in the snow. But Bill, on the loader, it's a big front-end loader. From pictures I've seen of the site that were not taken the exact year, but I'm sure they're using similar equipment, it's like 8 foot tall, you know, 4 foot tall tires, and probably 6 foot wide and 20 feet long. So it's a big piece of equipment. And Bill had more maneuverability. And Joe directs him toward where he thought the bear was dragging Dave off to. Now, as Dave is being dragged off, this is a polar bear sow and a year-old cub with her. And the cub grabs one of his arms and tries to drag him himself. And the sow drops him for a bit and goes after the cub and pushes it away, and it moves off some distance. So the front-end loader, Bill on front-end loader, starts looking in the direction that Joe directed him in. And he hasn't gone very far, doesn't tell us exactly, but it says 10 meters past the dock. Now, that doesn't tell us how far he went, but it was obviously fairly close to the base. And he sees the bear. And so he's getting up on it, and he sees that the bear is on top of Dave, and Dave's feet are sticking out from underneath the bear. He presumes Dave is dead, but he doesn't want the bear to just mutilate the body. So he drives the front-end loader up, and he tries to protect the body by maneuvering so Dave's body will be between the wheels of the front-end loader, and he uses his fork to hit the bear and push it off of Dave. And the bear moves off about 20 feet. And then the bear charges trying to get at Dave, you know, to get back to the prey that it's got there. And in order to protect Dave, Bill drops the forks on the front end loader on top of the bear and drives it off again. And then he sees Dave moves his hand and yells at Dave to get up on the loader because he's still alive. And the bear goes to a different angle and starts charging the loader again, but he can't maneuver the loader to face the bear because Dave's underneath and he doesn't want to squash Dave. So he honks the horn, and the bear is startled, backs off a little, and as the bear backed off that time, Dave manages to crawl out from under the machine and up onto the cab. So, meantime, Joe, in the pickup, they probably have radio contact, hears that Bill has found Dave, and Joe and Eric take the pickup and they come up to where the front-end loader is, and Joe gets out of the truck, and the bear is moving, and he shoots at it from about 100 feet away, and the bear is wounded, but it takes off. And so then they get Dave back into the main area. They do first aid on him. He's pretty badly injured. His scalp is mostly tore off, and his arms are in pretty bad shape. But they do get him eventually medevaced out, and he survives. That takes him quite a while at the hospital. In the meantime, both bears have disappeared. And it turns out that the next day, well, it's still dark. It's going to be dark for a month. But I guess by the clock, it's the next day. And a couple of RCMP people have flown in Inuit hunters from Resolute, I think it's Resolute Bay, which is 200 miles away. and they come in and they track the sow, and they find her about 5-6 miles away, and her lower jaw's been shot off. That's how she was wounded. She's dying, and they finish her off. In the meantime, somebody is operating a caterpillar at the base, and they don't say who it is. It could have been one of the people already involved. But apparently this guy was smart and said, if I'm going to be operating this machine out here and there's these bears around trying to kill people and eat them, I'm going to have a gun with me. So apparently he has, quote, the gun from the base. The cub comes back into the base, and he shoots it and kills it. If you've ever seen the movie or the series Aliens with, I think it's Sigourney Weaver, she's a main character anyway.
It's that was reminding me of that when you were telling me they were using the loader to attack the bear. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah, me too. And she's using this, you know, sort of powered
forklift walking thing. Yeah, hang on for me. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. This article, which is part of his Bears article, articles that he's written, this database that he's created. Like all of those stories, they're fascinating in the way they unfold and how humans try to deal with being attacked by an apex predator. This is at Amalan. This went up September the 7th. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about this. I guess he's in the Ninth Circuit, Judge Benitez?
Yes, he is.
I always like it when he does something.
He's brilliant. I mean, I may say that simply because he agrees with me, but when I read his brief, they sound exquisitely reasoned. He writes fantastically well, and it's hard to dispute what he says. He just does an excellent job. And I know a person who was more than mere acquaintance with him. I wouldn't say they were great friends, but they had a friendship for a while. And he says, yeah, he was always very impressed with how smart Roger Benitez was in the courtroom and outside of it. So what this is about is that in August of 2019, so that's 3 years ago, the San Diego Gun Owners Political Action Committee and a couple others filed a lawsuit against then the Attorney General of California, Becerra, and then later on it was changed to the current Attorney General, which was Bona. And so the name of the case became known as Miller v. Bona. And the summation of it was that they said California's assault weapons ban and a number of different... California has some of the most complicated Byzantine weapons law of any state in the United States. But basically, this is the assault weapons ban and the ban against magazines that held more than 10 rounds in California. And they said, it's under Heller and McDonald, it's unlawful. It's not a constitutional ban. And the state fought it with everything they could bring against it. Lots of motions about it. Extensive historical evidence and arguments were presented by both sides. There were delays because of COVID-19. But in the end, Judge Benitez, and he cited, I think this is interesting, we don't see a lot of them, the 1939 Miller case, which is where the Supreme Court refused to strike down the National Firearms Act. Heller and McDonald, as well as the Caetano decision, all of them relatively more recent decisions, 2008, 2010, and then Katana was a little later, 2015, 16, around then. Anyway, and he ruled that AR-15 type rifles and others defined as assault weapons, in quotes, were both common. They were well suited for militia use and used by individuals for defense of self and others, as well as for other legal purposes. Therefore, the California ban was unconstitutional. It was an extremely well-written decision, in my opinion. And he ordered California to stop enforcing the ban and to inform the law enforcement officials in California that they should not arrest anybody under the ban. And he did that on June 4th of 2021. So then on June 21st, so about 2 weeks later, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit stayed Judge Benitez's order until the outcome of a similar but different case, Ruff versus Bonta, was resolved. Well, on a year later, on June 28th, 2022, so we're getting more recent, the Supreme Court issued their decision, after the Supreme Court issued their decision on Bruin, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, the Supreme Court granted a writ of certiorari to Ruff v. Bonta, which was the case that they were waiting on in California. And it said, no, that case was decided wrong. We're sending it back to the Ninth Circuit, and it's supposed to be reheard. And then on August 1st, a couple of months later, the Ninth Circuit sent the Miller v. Bonta case back to Judge Benitez to be reheard under the guidance of the Bruin decision. And so it looks pretty simple. The plaintiff said, okay, well, it's been decided. Supreme Court just beefed up what was already decided in Heller. All the arguments we've presented have been shown to be correct. Judge Benitez just needs to rule that, again, that the assault weapons ban is unconstitutional. And the California government didn't agree. They said, well, this changes everything. We have to start all over. We have to hire historians, and the historians we got to hire are busy with other stuff, so they can't do it all just right away. They have to work on their other stuff, too. And so that type of research can't be rushed. It's going to take at least 7 more months just to do the research. And they said, oh, and by the way, that benefits the plaintiffs as well, because they'll have more time to put together a comprehensive brief. And they said, oh, and we're not really trying to delay, even though we want a delay of 7 months. So Judge Benitez didn't give them 7 months. He gave them 45 days. And he said, both of you have 45 days to submit new briefs, and then you have another 15 days to submit briefs in response to the briefs that were submitted in 45 days. The 45 days will be up about the middle of October, and the extra 15 days means that everything will be in for him to reconsider the case as of the end of October of this year. So that's a month and a half away, roughly. And so it looks like Roger Benitez is not buying the argument that, oh, we have to start all over, even though extensive evidence was presented about the historical aspects of the Second Amendment in his first hearing of the case. So we will, I expect to see something very interesting. It's possible, it may even be likely, that Roger Benitez will just say, after he's read what they submit, of course, he's going to have to take time to read it, that he'll say, yeah, I was right the first time. I'm issuing a temporary restraining order. Nobody shall enforce California's ban on assault weapons pending any further appeal. And of course, what I expect is that the Ninth Circuit, or the government in California, will appeal to the Ninth Circuit to a three-judge panel immediately. But what is really interesting is whether this injunction, if there is an injunction issued, whether they will try to stop the decision from going into effect. you know, if the Ninth Circuit three-judge panel will say, oh, no, we don't believe Judge Benitez, and we think we might prevail, and therefore we're going to keep on enforcing the ban. I don't know what will happen there, but everybody will be waiting. And in the meantime, if Judge Benitez says you can't enforce the law, it's possible that Californians might be able to buy ordinary firearms again for a while.
Magazines and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate to be the guys that are trying to supply the Californian retailers with what they can and can't get? And, you know, okay, all right, ship nothing but the 10-rounders now. Okay, go ahead and throw the 30-rounders in the box now that we got a window.
Well, what I see when I look at sites and shopping around for firearms or accessories or whatever is a lot of retailers just say, no, I'm just plain not going to send anything to California. I might get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give them nothing.
Well, are you going to be, we are out of time, going to be here Friday, you think? You think you're busy that day?
I hope to be.
Very good. I hope for you to be here as well, because I will be. Thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.